Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rolnick, the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature guests and talk about issues from all walks of life, from taxes to health to economics, personal finance, sales and marketing, employment, and many more. Please listen to our previous episodes that featured Jeffrey Schneider and Adrian Miller by Alan Rolnick, the Tax Resolution Ninja and Tri-State Tax Resolution. Do you owe the IRS money or have not filed the tax return for more than 2 years? The IRS is looking for you. They want to throw you a party. This party is not to celebrate your birthday, anniversary, engagement, or wedding. This party is being made to levy your wages up to 90%, take your Social Security check up to 85%, seize your bank account, other assets that you own, and revoke your passport. To stop this party in its tracks, you need to call the Tax Resolution Ninja Hotline at 718-841-7317.
Sounds like a terrible party, Alan. I don't want to go to that party.
I know. A lot of people don't want to go to that party, but somehow they managed to find their way in. I'm going to flip the script this week. Dr. Jeremy Wise from Rise 25 here, who has done thousands of interviews with successful leaders and CEOs. He's going to interview me instead.
Alan, thanks for, I just couldn't help myself, you know, with what you're saying. Sounds like a terrible party, but you know, unfortunately, it's a necessary. What's up?
It's gonna have. They're gonna have potato chips and soda and.
That's
and
how they lure you in, and they take all your wages.
That's right.
Free pizza, and then we take all your wages. You know, unfortunately, it's a. You know, it comes to a point for certain people. That's the situation they're in. So they should definitely call you if they have questions. I know we've talked in previous episodes about five different types of letters that you may get from the IRS. And when you get these letters, it feels a bit scary and you don't know what they are. You don't know what you're supposed to do. Last, you know, we've talked in a previous one about the audit letter. Today we're going to talk about the discrepancy letter. So hopefully this is something that can serve people because they can listen to this. If you know someone who's maybe gotten a letter from the IRS in general, point them to the podcast because Alan explains exactly what this stuff is and what you need to do. But what's a discrepancy letter?
All right. Generally, a discrepancy letter will be something where the IRS, through their computer system, matches the income you should have reported and the income you did report. And so they'll send you the letter saying, we found this 1099 of $10,000, you know, $10,000, I'm exaggerating, that you didn't report. And you get this letter and you panic. You're, what the hell is this? Of course I reported everything, until we find out that you actually didn't, or somebody reported something that you didn't even know about. And so, you know, we get on the phone with them and try to hash it out over the telephone. And sometimes you can't.
So at that point, should they be calling you, or should they try and get on the phone first?
They could call me. All of these things, a person can handle themselves. But you know, you have to know which buttons to push. You have to know what what to say and what not to say. And what happens is when somebody from the IRS asks you a question, sometimes the people become mouth to mouths, and they tell the IRS stuff that they, you know, there was no reason for you to tell them.
Too much information.
You just tell them. You answer the questions like going into court. It's yes, no, or I don't remember. You don't give them anything more than what they're asking for.
How often is the discrepancy letter wrong? Are there cases where they're actually wrong, or is that very rare?
There are cases where it may have been reported differently on the tax return than where the IRS thinks it was. Mm. Where the IRS thinks it should be. So you'll get a letter like that. And it happens. There happens that... there's a mistake in the IRS records where maybe the item was reported twice, and you have to show that there was only one item of that particular type of income. But you know, in a lot of cases they do make mistakes. I mean, there's no question about it. You just gotta you just have to show them that this is what I have. I have no other accounts, and you know, you take it from there.
So you get this, you call, they call you, you call, or they call, then what?
I call them, or they call them. You try to straighten it out over the telephone. If that doesn't work, then basically you have to file a protest.
Mm.
Okay, that this is, I don't agree to this, and it goes through the the processes of up the ladder, up the chain. Well, you'll get another, you'll get eventually, you might get a letter of notice of deficiency, and then there are hearings that we can go through, and you know, a whole bunch of settlements. If it turns out that you actually that the income is actually yours and you owe them money and you can't pay it, then there are other procedures that we do.
Mm. What else is important to know or do when you receive this discrepancy letter?
Just to answer it. Don't open it up and file it away. Matter of fact, open it up, because a lot of people do not open these letters up. They see the Internal Revenue and they put it off to the side. Well, you get a second letter and you do the same thing. Another month goes by and you get a third letter. And then finally you get the letter that says, we're attaching your bank, you know, we're attaching your assets. And that's really, you really don't want that. It's, first of all, it's a pain in the neck to get fixed. It's expensive to get fixed. So if you get a letter, just open the damn thing up. You know,
it's probably easy to avoid. I mean, people want to avoid that.
Yeah, they want to. Yeah, you want to avoid that. You don't need that. You don't need the headache of having them constantly hounding you because you didn't respond to the first letter. Mm. And if you know, responding to the letter is paramount. That'll save you a lot of money. Save you your stomach lining.
Yes. Anything else that would be important to note with the discrepancy letter?
Just answer it.
Got it.
Just respond. You know, once they see that you're responding, they'll generally work with you.
Got it. Great. That, check out other episodes of the podcast. And I think the best place to check out more about you is tristatetaxresolution.com.
Yes.
And more episodes of the podcast. So, Alan, thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.